Hello, this is Sophia Nickel, and you are listening to Mindful Mondays. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in and listening and just creating a practice of mindfulness for yourself, your well-being, your self-care, whatever that looks like for you. So, happy Monday, happy new week, and I today just want to share about feelings. What does it look like? What do you get to do with them? Maybe some of you can relate to being an empath, maybe not. Either way, feelings come up. That's part of our human experience here on this planet and on this earth, and throughout our human experience, we feel the feels. So, again, whether you are an empath or not, this practice can be really beneficial for anyone, really. We all have feelings. So first, I just want to welcome you guys and create a space of breath. Just breathe, feel into your body and what is speaking to you right now. How does your heart feel? How do your shoulders feel? How does your back feel? Part of getting really clear and mindful about you and yourself is also being mindful of your body and how you feel at any given time. Giving yourself space for movement, also giving yourself space to kind of just feel. Feel, how do I feel right now in this moment? And that's kind of where I want to start as well. Four or five days, six days, I've been feeling super annoyed, irritated, just frustrated that I feel like I'm not having space or being given space or taking space for me to be me, to fill myself back up. Even though I've given myself plenty of moments to breathe and be and take a bath or take a walk or whatever, my heart is just still screaming for trees. Like, I've been on this kick of I want to go walk in the trees. So just honoring where I'm at and hoping that I get space today or take space today to go walk in the trees is what I'm really my intention is for today. And recognizing the irritation is maybe not listening to me, not listening to the fact that I really want to go be in the trees, not listening to that inside voice, that inner voice saying, hey, you get to go recenter, you get to go be grounded, and the trees are where I go do that. So what comes up is frustration, irritation, being short with people, also feeling like I'm doing all these things and getting really busy and I don't like it. I don't like being busy sometimes, and sometimes being busy is good. It just depends on the feel of it. And that's where I center myself, and that's where I be like, okay, like, what do I need right now? I need to just do nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. And kind of going and being in the trees is doing nothing for me. It's just walking. It's just breathing. It's feeling the sensation of the air on my face, on my skin. It's also feeling just the connection of Mother Earth and the fact that I am one human and so many trees and living nature around me. And I really crave that, and I really love to center myself with that. So when feelings come up, it's a message. It's a message to listen to what our heart is really needing. Sometimes it's anger comes up and it just really wants to be heard. Sometimes pain comes up and it really just wants to be heard. Sometimes sadness comes up and it really just wants to be heard. When I mean heard, or when I say heard, I mean either you get to hear it, you get to actually come up and say and express and let yourself hear yourself. That kind of sounds silly, but it's a real thing and it really works. Or you get to bring somebody into your space, a coach, a mentor, a best friend, somebody, a spouse, somebody in your space that will hear you out, who doesn't have to fix anything that's going on, who just gets to hear you. And maybe point out a couple things that they see from their outside perspective. But it's really to hold space and to support you, your heart, your being, your self-care. Sometimes your feels just want to be heard because we have a tendency to shove it all down, to stuff it and to say, no, I'm fine. Nope, I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine. All is well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't have time to feel these feelings. I don't have time for this. And a lot of times it doesn't take much time to feel the full effects of the feelings. I have a brother who passed about 8 years ago, and around the anniversary, I feel mostly sadness, but this time I felt so much anger, so much resentment, so much bitterness around all of it, and I really got to express it. I really just got to talk it out. And as I talked it out, I just created a space for me to move through that and to let that out. It doesn't need to stay in our bodies. It doesn't need to create toxins. It doesn't need to create drama within ourselves. And most of the time, that's what we do. We create a space of feeling really heavy because we're holding on to all these feelings when all they really want to do is be heard and be felt and expressed, and that's it. So I felt my anger, I expressed my anger, and I kind of just went on like a talking rant. I did a Facebook Live, actually, if you want to listen to it. You do not have to, and you can. It's on my Facebook page, Sophia Nickel. And I just went live and I shared all my raw feelings and just really got to express all of it. And once I was done, I felt a weight lifted off of me, and then I just cried and cried and cried and cried. So part of being mindful of myself and me and who I am and nurturing me is feeling the anger, feeling the feelings, and expressing them. Maybe we can't talk about them out loud because people like to hold on to them or take them as their own and start to see that or feel that you're projecting that onto them. If that's kind of the space you're in, I know I was in that space for a little while. I started writing things down. So if expressing to people doesn't work for you, write things down. Write it down. Write it down. And move your body if your body wants to move. Sometimes I feel things by moving my body. This morning was beautiful. I did a yoga practice and a meditation and just decompressed and allowed my body to release the pain and the feels that I've been holding on to. And then my mom texted me and said, "What do you need? What do you need from me?" And I just started tearing up and being like, "I want a hug." And my mom is 8 hours away, so I can't really receive a physical hug. And I knew that if I expressed that, she'd just send a spiritual, energetic hug, and I got to receive that. But it's just being open to that. It's being open to expressing how you feel, expressing what you want. And where we can start is listening to our bodies and where we feel tension. Or maybe right in this moment, you're like, yep, I know the feelings that are coming up. Honor them. Honor them. Separate yourself if you have to or want to or that feels good to you with your emotions. You are not your emotions. Emotions just move through us. So if it feels good to you to separate, be like, okay, cool. Anger, I see you. I hear you. I feel you. What do you want to say to me? What's coming up? I'm angry at this person, blah, blah, blah. I'm angry at this circumstance, blah, blah, blah. I'm angry at this situation, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, honor it. Listen. Feel. Get angry. Yell into a pillow. Run. Scream if you need to. Color it out. I used to do that with my kids when they were little and couldn't talk and express what they were frustrated about. I would say, color it out. Color. Show me the colors. And that is a really good way of just releasing what you're feeling. A beautiful art can be created by just coloring out our feelings. That's a really awesome way to start. I used to do that. I used to paint out my feelings. I love to use art as a way for me to move what's in my body. And we don't really actually have to hold anything. We don't have to hold other people's stuff. We don't have to even hold our own stuff. We can even go in nature and ask nature to carry it for us. Because what nature does is beautiful and transforms it into oxygen or whatever the plant needs that you've given it to, or whatever you give them, and they can turn it around into whatever earth needs. So sit with yourself right now. Take a couple really good deep cleansing breaths. Wiggle out your body, maybe. Feel into the parts of your body that kind of feel heavy. Kind of feel like the weight of the world is on where? Your shoulders, your back, your hips, your knees, your ankles, your head, wherever it is. And pay attention to that and then just listen. We also carry certain emotions in different parts of our body. So anger is kidney and liver sometimes. It's also felt in the head. So when we're feeling really angry, we feel headaches or tension in the neck and shoulders. When we're feeling really sad, we feel it in our face. We feel it in our eyes, our throat, our chest. When we are feeling really nervous, we are feeling it, and anxious, we're feeling it in our bellies. So kind of be aware of what you're feeling, what's it coming up? What's coming up for you right now? Feel your body. This is how I also get really clear with my body and what it needs. I've created a relationship with my body, and it tells me what it needs, whether it's food or water or a rest or a break or nap or whatever. Music, dancing, walking. Nothing, whatever it is, I've created this beautiful relationship with my body where it tells me before it starts screaming. It used to be really loud, and now it doesn't need to because I just nurtured this relationship, and it's really important for me to have a relationship with myself, my body first before anybody else, and that's how I fill myself up. I really crave alone time. I really crave being in nature and just filling myself up that way. Not from anybody else, not from doing anything, just from being and creating stillness and feeling stillness and feeling like I can just breathe. So just give yourself breath. If that's all you do today, if all you do is lay in bed and breathe and give yourself air, you are amazing. You are amazing. I used to feel like I wasn't doing enough. All I was doing was feeling and wallowing, and sadness just overpowered anything else I wanted to do and didn't get much done. So I felt bad. I felt guilty. I felt ashamed that I wasn't getting anything done, which was all lies, like total lies. And now I see that all I really needed was to listen and feel instead of shove the emotions. As soon as I stopped practicing shoving and stuffing emotions and decided to feel them, listen to them, hear them out, and ask them how they wanted to move out, that's a really fun practice too. Asking your emotions how they want to move out. Do they just want to be felt, yelled, cried out? Or do they want to be moved out? An exercise, swimming, yoga, running, going to the gym, whatever it is, those are beautiful ways to move it out. Dancing is one of my favorites. I just turning on music, letting my body sway, letting my body move to the music is just a lovely release of emotions in my body. So get clear with what your body's saying to you. Get clear with the instincts you're feeling. Get clear with the emotions that are coming up. And if you're not in a space where you can feel it, write it out. Write it out. I feel this. I feel this. I feel this. And just kind of just run with it. Roll with it. roll with the words that are coming out of the pen, out of you, as you just write it out. No judgment. No judgment at all with what you're feeling. Your feelings get to be heard no matter what, and they are valid. They are valuable in moving through what you are feeling and what you are working through right now in your progress, in your growth. So no judgment on your feelings, no judgment on what's coming up in your body, in anything. We like to store old stories, old belief systems. We like to store old emotions, old situations, old experiences in our body. And a lot of times we haven't given ourselves enough space to kind of just release them and say, hey, like, I don't need to hold on to this anymore. And it's all good. An affirmation, a beautiful affirmation for that is, I forgive me, I forgive them, we are free. We can say that. There's another one I might want to find in here. In my beautiful book, You Can Heal Your Life, by Louise Hay. I'm going to search really quickly here, and if I'm not able to find it, then I'll just let that be. And let's see here. I'm not seeing one really quick. So the one that I use, oh, here we go. Here we go. I found it. I joyously release the past. I am at peace. So that's one that we can bring into our hearts. I joyously release the past. I am at peace. As well as, I am free. Or what did I say earlier? I said, I forgive me, I forgive them, we are free. I forgive me, I forgive them, we are free. I joyously release the past, I am at peace. Saying both of those as many times as feels good to your body is like gold. I joyously release the past and move your body. Feel how it wants to feel. Feel how it wants to move. I joyously release the past, I am at peace. And breathe and just create space. I forgive me. I forgive them. We are free. Be with your body today and every day, but just practice that. Practice being with you, being with your heart, acknowledging what you're feeling, honoring what you're feeling, expressing it how it feels best to be expressed, and you'll get the hang of it. You'll notice little subtle shifts in how you're feeling, how you are doing life, how you're progressing and growing as a person, and your self-care. I feel like my self-care got a lot easier when I tuned into my body and said, hey, what do you need? I'm right here, I'm listening, here I am. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday and for getting really clear about how you can be mindful of you and your body and your self-care and all that has to do with your growth and in who you are. Thank you, and have a beautiful, happy Monday.